across the Pilbara. This is Breakfast with Pablo on 102.5 FM.
Senior Sergeant Andy Stevens back in the chair. Andy, good morning.
Good morning, Pablo.
Now, we want to talk today about the summer holidays and Christmas, New Year holiday period here in the Pilbara and what you guys are doing to prevent crime, because we know a lot of people head away, but it's really important that the community gets involved. But first, before we get to how the community can help, what are you guys doing during the summer holidays to prevent that crime?
We do notice that in the school holiday period over Christmas, that is our worst period of the year for crimes such as burglaries and stealing from cars and the stealing of cars. So we plan ahead for it. We're running an operation called Chancery this year, where we are devoting a lot of our patrols and our attention to stopping burglaries and stealing from cars. We've noticed a pattern that it happens in spates. An example is last Friday we had 6 reported burglaries, and then the Saturday night, 10 cars in the Nickel West area, someone got into them and stole from them.
That was all basically a couple of streets.
It was in very small areas, yeah, and particularly the 10 stealings from cars on the Saturday night. We have some CCTV footage, but what we'd like is the help of the people in the public to let us know when they see things out on the street. It might not seem significant to them, but just call us, let us know what's going on, then we can get there, because whoever it was that got into those cars, 10 cars, they were at it for quite some time, and if we'd had a call when it was happening, we had a much better chance of getting that person and stopping those offences.
Now, that number is 131 444 to contact your local police station. Now, what else can the community do to prevent these crimes?
Crime prevention practice is very important. All 10 of those cars weren't locked. And there was something in those cars worth stealing. It was a wallet, or it was a phone, or it was a CD kit, something like that. So make sure that your own personal crime prevention practices are good. When you get out of your car and go inside, lock your car. Don't leave anything in there that someone might want to steal. Don't think that your car is a safe place for anything. It's not safe for wallets. It's not safe for mobile phones or laptops, because windows are easily smashed, and especially if you leave it unlocked. And of the houses that were broken into over Friday night, 3 of those houses had unlocked doors. So remember, not only lock your front door, lock your back doors as well. If you think the weather's fine and you're going to sit out in your back patio and relax, make sure your front door's locked, because you may not hear somebody coming.
Yeah, it's an easy one to forget if you go straight to the backyard and you forget to lock up that front door.
That's right. And then in your house, where do you put your car keys? Do you leave them on a bench? Do you leave them on a table? Mm-hmm. Or do you put them somewhere where they can't be seen? The same is when you get home, what is your practice? Do you dump your handbag or your wallet on a table near the front door where it can be seen by somebody walking past? Those are the things that are going to attract offenders.
Definitely. Our local police, alongside the City of Karratha, Department of Communities, Rio Tinto and Woodside, operate Northwest Shelf Project, are members of the Safer Community Partnership, a project focused on making sure the city is a safe and enjoyable place to live, work and play. Senior Sergeant Andy Stevens, thanks for stopping past today. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Pablo.
Breakfast with Pablo.